Welcome to Don't Quit, where you come to be encouraged to live a better life full of joy and purpose. Welcome back. I hope that you were able to listen to last week's episode all about how to stop making excuses. It was an awesome one. I got a lot of feedback that you guys really enjoyed it, which always makes my heart happy. Today, we are talking about how to set daily intentions for more productive days. And I think that this episode really builds on the last two episodes. We've been tackling just the whole idea of setting goals for the new year and how to stay on track with those goals to make our life even more purposeful. We all think that productivity is the key to success and happiness. Our society tells us that, and in some ways, it is. When we feel like we accomplish something in a day, we feel content, maybe even happy. But oftentimes, our days pass in a blur and we look back at the mess in our houses and feel as if we weren't productive. Let's fix this today. We want to first define, what is a productive day to you? If you work, maybe you want to get all your projects done so that you can be done work at a reasonable time to be with family. I know that's what my husband, Rick, always sets out for. That's his goal. If you stay at home with the kids, maybe productive looks like being present and engaging with the kids, teaching them things, perhaps. For me, as a stay-at-home mom, my goal is always to be there emotionally for them, to engage with them in a fun way, to bring them opportunities, and most of all, to just love them and let them know that they are most important in my life. Maybe you would feel productive if you were able to cook a meal and exercise in a day. There's all different ways that could make you personally feel productive. Once you identify what makes you personally feel productive, then we can create a strategy for how to best achieve that for each of your days. For me, a productive day looks like less busyness. When I wake up, we get outside in nature. We then have breakfast, work on school, and spend time with God. We work together in a positive way, we relax, and we find peace individually. We share cleaning up around the house, and most importantly, we stay present and distraction-free so we can build our relationship, which is most important to me. So let's identify what an intention is. An intention can be a tool to guide you through the day as you're faced with decisions to make. It can be a reminder of what you want to focus on, because we all know how hard it can be to focus. It can be a reminder to stay mindful and positive throughout the day. Once you have identified what your intentions are for the day, when you first wake up, give yourself time to check in with yourself. Have a journal next to your bed and write, "Today I intend to blank." The more you avoid your own needs, the more overwhelmed you can become. We always hear you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of someone else, and it's really true. I know for me, if I don't start my day making sure that I fill up my water bottle, I make a cup of green tea, I wash my face, I brush my teeth. If I don't do those things, my day does not get off on the right foot. Without the right mindset, it's easy to get distracted or to talk yourself out of your goals. That's why you need an intention. It's a reminder of what you're capable of, and it helps you not be swayed by your thoughts when they try to convince you that other things are more important. And let me tell you, there are lots of things that can pull your attention away. Let's just talk about your phone. I know for me, it is extremely hard to not Google something if I need the answer. Even a recipe can be a distraction that then I'm into looking at my phone when I really wanted to just make the recipe and be with the kids. Here are some questions that I want you to think about. What kind of person do you want to be today? What attitude do you want to have towards other people? What do you need to commit to in order to live a meaningful life? What do you need to focus on to achieve your goals? So as I said, for me, the phone can be a distraction, especially with being a stay-at-home mom and homeschooling my kids. I just want to be there for them. And at times in the past, I felt like I just was completely going on whatever came at me in the day, whatever anyone asked me to do, I would just say yes, and I wouldn't take care of what I really needed to take care of, whether it be me or my kids or my house. And now I'm putting things in the right order and I'm feeling so much more fulfilled and I'm excited to help you in that as well. Now, it is always an ongoing process. This is never easy. Your work is never done, but you can get to a better place where you feel like you're more on top of things rather than the things being on top of you. One thing that's helped me to have productive days is to set my phone in one location, and I'll leave it there as long as I can. Then it helps me to not be distracted and to also be more productive in what I am choosing to do at any given moment. I have heard people who work or need their phones on them will say that setting alarms on their phone as reminders to stay on track can help. The other thing you can do to really help yourself is at the end of the day, check in with yourself and be honest about how the day went. What could you improve for tomorrow? Have an accountability partner that will keep you honest as well. I know as a parent, I do this with Rick. Sometimes I will get in bed at night and I'll say, okay, you know, I see that I did this in the day and it didn't produce the best results, and I need to work more at being more accountable with my phone and not being on it as much, or I need to get outside more because I know that that really helps the kids and myself just be freed from distractions. As Brendan Burchard said, first it is an intention, then a behavior, then a habit, then a practice, then a second nature, then it is simply who you are. Don't leave your life to happenstance. Don't sit and hope that things work out or that you achieve your goals by just sitting and waiting. The best thing you can do is to set an intention and then work at making it happen. That intention does not need to be some massive, big goal. For me, it's to live more slow, to say no to things, to say no to time frames, to say no to rushing, and to say yes to slowing down and savoring the little moments that often get overlooked. And I know for me, this has brought the most purpose and joy in my life in a long time. I'm more happy, I'm more well-rested, I'm just a better person for those around me, I'm less reactive, I'm more patient. One of the best things that you can do is to block off time in your week for nothing. Don't have anything going on and don't feel the need to accept things if people think that because you have nothing going on, you can do something with them. Just stick to the idea that you need a day off and that you are purposefully doing nothing to rest, to recharge, and to live slow. And then let me know what you think, let me know how it goes, and come back next week. We're going to be talking about how to embrace who you authentically are. And I think if you slow down and you do my suggestion and you take some time to just be, you're going to be ready and set to start figuring out who you authentically are, to start loving yourself better. Thank you guys for joining me today. I absolutely love getting to sit down and chat with you every Wednesday. Episodes come out at 5 a.m. And if you're enjoying my podcast, it helps me so much if you review it on Apple or you rate it on Spotify. Thanks, guys. I'll see you next week.